Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson. Today we're making a glued, warm, tape-style dub siren for jungle and old-school D&B vibes. This is not about building a shiny lead sound, we want something that feels like a character in the track. Something rough, smoky, slightly unstable, and already half-baked through a sampler or old tape chain. The kind of effects that can mark the end of a phrase, answer the snare, or push a break into proper jungle territory. If your tune has chopped breaks, a big sub, a rolling bass line, or a dark intro that needs attitude, this sound is going to help a lot. The goal is simple. Make one siren that sounds warm, gritty, and glued into the mix instead of sitting on top of it. First, create a new MIDI track and name it something like Dub Siren FX. Set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone. Around 170 BPM is a great starting point for jungle, and 174 BPM works well if you want that tighter modern pressure. Now load up Operator. We're starting from a very simple source because simple sounds often take processing better. Set oscillator to a sine wave, and turn the other oscillators off for now. A sine gives us a clean bass, which is perfect when we want the distortion, compression, and filtering to do the heavy lifting later. Next, we need the classic dub siren motion. That rising and falling pitch shape is what gives it its identity. Draw on a single long MIDI note, maybe C3 or D3, and hold it for about one bar. Then shape the pitch movement so the note starts low and rises up before settling back down. If you're using pitch envelope or modulation inside Operator, aim for a rise of about 7 to 12 semitones to start with. If that feels too cartoonish, back it down to around 5 or 7 semitones. We want dramatic enough to read as a siren, but not so exaggerated that it sounds cheesy. A slightly uneven or imperfect rise often feels more vintage, which is exactly what we want here. At this stage, keep the source pretty plain. Don't overcomplicate the synth. In jungle and old-school D&B, the character usually comes from how the sound is processed and arranged, not from a giant synth patch. Now let's give it some instability. A dub siren should not feel too perfect. If it sounds sterile, it won't sit right in a gritty breakbeat tune. You can add a second oscillator very quietly if you want a bit more body, but keep any detune extremely subtle. We're talking tiny movement, not chorus-wide synth spread. If you want extra life, we can also add a little motion later with filtering or frequency shifting. The point is to make it feel slightly worn, like it's been passed through old gear. Keep the source relatively mono and centered. In old school D&B, the middle of the mix is precious, so the core siren should stay focused. Now for the fun part. Grit and warmth. Add saturator after operator. This is one of the easiest ways to turn a clean sound into something with attitude. Start with around 3 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. If the level jumps too high, lower the output so the volume stays controlled. If you want a sharper edge, try a clip style that gives a more aggressive bite. If you want even more smoky character, you can add roar after saturator and keep it subtle. We're not trying to destroy the tone, we're trying to thicken it, rough it up a little, and make it feel like it's been printed through a warm, dirty chain. That kind of harmonic grime is exactly what helps a siren feel native to jungle. After that, add glue compressor. This is where the sound starts to feel unified. Use a modest ratio like 2:1 or 4:1 and keep the gain reduction gentle, maybe around 1 to 3 dB. The goal is not to squash the life out of it. The goal is to glue the harmonics together, so the siren feels like one coherent instrument rather than a stack of disconnected parts. Now add EQ8. This is where we make room for the drum and bass elements. High pass the siren somewhere, around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. If it feels harsh, tip a little in the 2.5 to 5k Hz area. If it sounds too thin, a gentle lift around 700 Hz to 1.2k Hz can bring back some body. Keep checking yourself here. In D&B, the siren should support the tune, not seal the low end. Next, add some movement with auto filter. A dub siren feels better when it sweeps a little, almost like it's traveling through a worn mixer or old tape path. Start with a low pass or band pass filter and set the cutoff somewhere around 4 to 8kHz. Add a little resonance if you want more nasal edge. For beginners, a great way to use this is to automate the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Open it up as a phrase builds and close it slightly when you want tension. Small moves go a long way here. You do not need huge, dramatic filter sweeps to make it work. If you want a tiny bit of tape-like wobble, try frequency shifter very gently. Keep the mix low and the movement subtle. This is just to create a little drift and age in the tone. We want unstable, not sci-fi. A small amount of pitch weirdness can make the siren feel much more alive. Now let's add space, but carefully. Use echo with tempo sync on. Good starting points are 1/8 or 1/4 dotted delay times. Keep feedback around 15 to 35% and darken the repeats with filter inside echo so the echoes sit behind the dry sound instead of fighting it. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep the decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds with a short pre-delay so the attack stays clear. Cut the low end out of the reverb and darken the high end if needed. That gives you a smoked out, tape-worn atmosphere without washing out the drums. If you want cleaner control, send the siren to a return track instead of loading a huge reverb directly on the channel. That way your dry siren stays punchy and you can blend the atmosphere underneath it. This is especially useful in jungle intros and switch-ups, where the siren can echo into the break and build tension before the drop. Now we need to make it part of the arrangement. This is where the sound becomes more than just a patch. Build a simple 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. Start with a siren filtered and low energy, then gradually open the filter and add a little more drive as the section develops. Right before the drop, you can briefly push up the delay feedback or increase the reverb send, then cut it back so the drop hits clean. Think like an arranger here. The siren should help frame the bass changes. It can answer the drums, mark a transition, or act as a cue that a new section is coming. That's one of the classic uses in jungle and old school DnB. It's not just a sound, it's a signal. A really strong next step is to resample it. Create a new audio track, set its input to resample or your siren track, and record a few passes while you move the automation around. This is where the sound can become more authentic, because resampling turns a clean digital idea into something that feels printed and physical. Once you've recorded it, try trimming the start tighter, reversing a tail here and there, or slicing the audio into short hits. If you want a more old hardware feel, a touch of Redux can add that grainy sampler texture. This is very useful in jungle, because it helps the sound feel like part of the same world as the chopped breaks and bass. Now, always test the siren in context. Loop it with a breakbeat, a subline, and maybe a reese or mid-bass. Listen for whether it clashes with the snare, whether the delay gets too busy, whether the highs are competing with the hats, or whether the stereo field is getting too wide. If it's too wide, narrow it with utility. If it's too cloudy, reduce reverb. If it's too clean, add a little more saturation. If it's too boxy, dip some low mids around 250 to 500 AC. The key lesson is this. A good dub siren should feel like a character layer, not the main event. Here are a few extra coaching tips before you move on. Think of the siren as an FX signature, not a lead synth. Keep the source simple. Use mono first, then add width later if you need it. And remember, less movement can often feel more authentic than extreme modulation. A slightly uneven pitch rise can sound more vintage than a dramatic sweep. If you want to go further, try making two versions of the same siren. One darker and more filtered, one brighter with more feedback. Then switch between them in different sections of the tune. Or duplicate the siren and create a higher or shorter reply, so you get a classic call and answer feel that works really well in jungle style arrangements. For a quick practice exercise, build three versions of the same siren, a clean one, a warm tape version, and a dirtier resampled jungle version. Put each one into a 16-bar loop with breaks, sub, and bass. Listen to which one feels most like it belongs in the track, not just which one sounds loudest on its own. To wrap it up, the basic formula is this. Start with a simple operator patch. Shape the pitch movement, add saturation and compression for glue, use EQ to keep the low end clear, add control delay and reverb for space, and automate the whole thing so it feels alive in the arrangement. Then resample if you want that extra jungle texture. A well-glued dub siren can turn a plain loop into a proper old-school moment. Keep it gritty, keep it controlled, and let it serve the groove.